You know, sometimes we have happy guests. Today, we have stand-up comedian Richard Lewis. But these days, the so-called Prince of Pain, known for his angsty, neuroses-filled rants, is 14 years sober and, dare I say, almost happy. His lifelong journey battling addiction and alcoholism is chronicled in his autobiography, The Other Great Depression, and his newly released DVD, Richard Lewis Naked, follows him on that original book tour. Richard Lewis, thank you for joining us.
Well, I'm not quite 14 years sober. And,
oh, you're not?
And I have bouts of happiness. I don't want to be, pigeonholed as, unhappy. Seriously, I might be happy later on tonight. My wife's hoping I am.
Are you a little bit happy now?
I'm ecstatic. I'm in a studio. I just saw a cockroach, and I'm in Los Angeles. I should be in New York, but otherwise, I'm in a tremendous mood, actually. I just turned 60, and I just shredded my last issue of ARP because it said 60 was a new 40, and it's really the new 120, and I can't handle that. But, I feel like, I've conquered a lot of it. I'm a sober lunatic, but I'm, I guess what's clicked in is that after you reach a certain age, you just cannot help but see other people make the same mistakes you do, and you not everybody has this, this feeling to do it. But since I do concerts year round, I guess I philosophize and tell people the mistakes I made and try to make them laugh about it, and hopefully they won't. But I guess that's what comes with getting older.
Now,
did you ask me any of that?
I literally was just taking notes
in my head too.
I was taking notes while you were talking because you just said so many things that I need to follow up with questions. Here's a question because you just
I'll be a good boy.
It's your job to talk. You see so many people making mistakes you've made, you said. Now, here's my question. Mm-hmm. Well, wait. First of all, how many years sober are you? Let's get that straight.
I'll be sober 14 years in August.
Okay.
Which is an important thing because you really can't. I could go across the street now and blow the whole deal, to the liquor store. So, you really, that cliche, one day at a time is really where it's at, because 14 years ago almost, it was like a second at a time. There was no way I could conceive of living my life or the rest of my life, and I was in my middle 40s without drinking. It was not even on my radar that it could happen. But
do you still really have to take it a day at a time? Do you have to make a decision every day not to drink?
Yeah. No, I absolutely do, because I don't have the cravings, thankfully, to go out and drink or do those drugs anymore, because I know now what the consequences are. I've buried a lot of friends who went out and tried to experiment again with all that stuff. You can't. I'm not a doctor, but I'm convinced it's a disease and it is progressive. There's not one guy or woman I know in the last 14 years who admitted to being an alcoholic or a drug addict who went out there and did not come either close to death or die again or lose everything or go insane. I don't know one person. If there was one person who said, hey, I can moderate. I went to a bar mitzvah, had a couple glasses of champagne. I never heard that before. So, I'll go with that evidence that it's a no-brainer that I can't do it.
Now, I can already tell you're going to need to come back on the show because I have so much more to ask you. We're not even going to get to all of it.
Well, you haven't asked a thing yet.
First.
But you're a tremendous journalist, I might add.
Thank you. I'm not a journalist. I'm a comedian pretending to be one.
No, I meant that.
Can you tell us the story of how you got started?
Oh, God. You are a comedian, aren't you?
Ba-dum-bum.
How I got started. No. I mean, that is just, we don't have time. I grew up loving comedy. It took all the pain away from my family that were in their own world and probably were extraterrestrials. And they meant well, but they were clueless. And as I've heard a lot of comics, rip me off, and I even wrote it in my book, which is coming out on audio as well. Naked was a book tour I did.
The reissue of my
book has some new writing in it. And I want to talk about why it's a reissue, because I wanted to write an essay, and also because of 6 years on Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has gotten me millions of new people, particularly young men and women who are probably, many are addicts who know me now and come to my shows. I asked the publisher to republish to reissue the book because I know, if it saves one life, it's plenty.
You mentioned Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I want people to hear it. We have a scene where you and Larry David are having one of your many, many, many disagreements. Let's listen.
Idiot.
hate doing this because, you know, you always take it the wrong way. All right, you stole my outgoing message on my answering machine.
What are you, crazy?
How long? I mean, this is...
What are you, nuts?
I know you're ethical. Huh? I'm ethical. We don't, you know, when people steal jokes, we f***ing hate that. But I hate when people f***ing steal my outgoing messages. I remember calling you.
You don't even know what you're talking about. You are
you
so
have
off
my
base.
Same answering machine outgoing message, and it
that's,
bugs
that's
me.
My message.
You
I didn't get that message.
You wrote it in Paris.
You wrote it in Paris. I had that message 7 years ago. Whose
you
memory
stole
are
it.
You going to trust, okay? An ex-alcoholic or a person who was lucid 24 hours a day his whole life.
Do me a favor.
Who's my... What?
Please change it.
Hey, Richard, what's the message?
Huh?
What's the message that you stole?
You know, I can't remember. That was like 3 years ago. But, you know, we would have these kind of conversations. I know Larry since I'm 12 years old. And,
at summer camp, right?
You know, in 25 words or less, because I've said this before, I did know this guy, Larry David, when we were 12 at this camp. I hated him. He hated me. I never saw him again. I never wanted to see this gangly moron again. He never wanted to see this this ridiculous, neurotic guy again. 13 years later, I was a stand-up before he was. He was a fan of mine. Then he became a stand-up. He was amazing. We became best friends. And then one night, in like a Roman Polanski moment, I looked at him, you know, and I said, you know, there's something about you that really spooks me, man. I don't, you're scaring me. And I was scaring him, and we retraced our childhood. And lo and behold, what are the odds that he was that same idiot, and I was the same idiot we hated as 12-year-olds, and then we became literally best of friends, you know, 13 years later. It was like a billion to one shot, and we bonded, you know, ever since.
Was he one of the people in your book who gave you hardcore intervention?
He always was there. He wasn't at the intervention. He was in Los Angeles, but he always was on my case for, like, I'm drinking too much, I'm drinking too much, I'm drinking too much. And he falls into the category of people that not, you know, even my best of friends who might not feel comfortable to be in the room to say, you know, you're going to rehab, you know. But he was the kind of guy early on who would, you know, who would say, hey, man, you better cut out that drinking. I mean, it's going to, you know, it's going to ruin you. So he would be doing that years and years before. In fact, you know, I had told Albert Brooks, who's an old friend of mine, who did something really courageous and wonderful. And first of all, he's a fearless and one of the most funniest guys in the world, as far as I'm concerned. I had fallen asleep at a huge premiere in Hollywood, and I was about 2 years left before I bottomed out and on you know, heavy drugs and stuff. And I fell asleep when the movie came open, when the movie opened, and the whole town was there. In fact, it was A League of Its Own, and it's Penny Marshall's film, and I didn't see it. And I woke up when they applauded when the movie was over, and I was
freaked. And was Rosie O'Donnell yelling at you?
No one was yelling at me, but I really didn't know what. I could have walked in my sleep. I didn't know what I did. I missed the whole movie. Then I had to go out in the lobby and talk to Entertainment Tonight and all those shows and say, wow, Tom Hanks, blah, 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 do the whole thing. And that night, about 3 in the morning, Albert, who knew I drank to excess, and he called me and he woke me up and he says, Richard, let me tell you something. If you think it's a secret that no one thinks you're an alcoholic, I got news for you. Everybody thinks you're an alcoholic. And that really, it didn't stop me. But those calls aren't wasted, because a lot of people don't think it's their right to do it, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But those who really are close to you and do those kind of calls, like, you know, Larry mentioning it to me and Albert literally calling me out on a night, you know, that night, those things really, like, all of a sudden you say, you know what, maybe I really have a problem and I better do something about it.
Richard, I cannot believe we're out of time, but one of the ways I promoted you was I said I was going to get you to say something positive about yourself. So do you want to...
Positive? Well, I'm sober.
That's
I finally
good.
Found the woman of my dreams.
Aww.
I'm still performing stand-up after 38 years, and people still want to see me. And everyone, just take care of yourselves, and just try not to see me naked if at all possible.
Richard Lewis, you're a nice man.
Well, that's very sweet. You know, wait till I see you in New York and, you know, dressed up like a reindeer in the middle of Times Square at 3 a.m.
I can hardly.
A sober reindeer, but a nutcase.
Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show,
by
the way.
My pleasure. Thank you. Our guest has been Richard Lewis. His book, The Other Great Depression, has been re-released along with a new DVD, Richard Lewis Naked. He's currently touring comedy clubs across the country. For more about Richard, his book, DVD, and tour dates, please visit our website, morefairgame.org.